100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Happy New Year to you. This is my Happy New Year song.
Nice pick.
Scottish bagpipes. This is all I could find last minute on YouTube, all right? Just feel the energy from the bagpipes,
well,
Ryan.
Well, folks, if your morning coffee didn't wake you up, the piercing sounds of the bagpipes are certainly
right.
Good God.
I'm sorry.
In his defense, you did look for a remix, but it was just too turnt for this time in the morning.
I will say this. I did YouTube EDM remix for the, how do you say it, Auld Lang Syne song.
But it felt like we needed to be covered in glitter head to toe to listen to that.
A little too much.
I need
much.
To be shirtless and body glitter twerking my hips.
Which wouldn't be surprising for you, actually.
It's the fifth day of the year. You probably already have written your New Year's resolutions, and 95% of you have already probably broken your New Year's resolutions, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But was it ever a resolution if you never even started it in the first place? Like, you had the intent of starting to go to the gym, and you just haven't yet, and you're like, I'll start next week. It will never happen.
Yeah.
That's me.
We're about to write New Year's resolutions for each other. Who wants to start this? I'm going to write one for B-Lord. I'm going to do one for Rachel.
Well, that's not frightening.
Rachel, I'm going to let you start. You can, your New Year's resolution for me going into 2015.
For you. Okay. My resolution for you, Kyle, be a wild man and stay up after 9 p.m. on a weeknight. Once a month, all of 2015.
Yeah, there is a pretty good one. That is a pretty good one.
Hashtag turn up, Grandpa.
And what is your New Year's resolution for B-Lord?
Mine is to go on at least a one-week Tinder fast. No Tinder. Take a girl on a date that you met at a library or a grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Challenge of a lifetime.
We can chat in the frozen food section about dino nuggets versus regular nuggets.
I'm just saying anywhere except Tinder or a club.
I
want to see how
good your
game is with people that actually know what a dictionary is.
Not existent.
Okay.
Wait, you're educated? Oh, my God.
True.
You don't fall for little tricks.
B-Lord, let's hear your New Year's resolution.
Okay, for Kyle, I'm going to need you to stop saying ambiance because you're not highbrow. And actually pronounce it correctly, it's ambience. Every time
Kyle on that, though.
Every time I hear you say ambiance, I just want to peel my skin back and jump in a bathtub full of lemon juice.
I'm sorry, stop it, B-Lord. What we're talking about here is, you know, you're talking about the lighting of a room or something. I like the ambiance of the room. B-Lord thinks it should be said ambience, and I disagree with that.
I believe in ambient lighting. We're talking about the vibe. It's ambiance.
All right, B-Lord, your resolution for Rachel goes.
Rachel, in 2015, I'm going to need you to pop out a baby and become a mom.
Yeah.
No,
there
you need a...
Happy New Year.
I saw you searching for SUVs, and I figured what would go best with your SUV than putting a little tyke in the back.
No, how about a really nice set of luggage for, like, road trips with my girl? There's a hell no. I have a dog. That's
Rachel,
enough.
You just celebrated your 38th birthday. How much more do you have left? How many eggs do you have left to be fertilized? Not very many, so you better get on that.
You're the only child I need right now, Brian.
All right, my New Year's resolution for each of you, B-Lord. I don't know if this is more of a to-do list for you or a New Year's resolution, but get some damn shoes that don't have holes at the bottom of your soles, okay?
Dang it.
B-Lord, if you did not know this, he walks around with shoes and his big toe is sticking out the bottom of his shoes.
Right. Like, not only is there a hole in the shoe, also the sock. I mean, there's nothing. It's just skin on pavement.
I have separation anxiety.
And here's my New Year's resolution for Rachel. This might be really difficult for Rachel to not do. Here's her New Year's resolution is to quit saying the words turn up. Turn up. Can we ban turn up forever from Rachel's dictionary?
And how hilarious that she just said hashtag turn up grandpa for yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. I went to Starbucks to get myself a caramel macchiato. Turn up. No turn up. No more turn up for 2015. That's all I got for
turn
you guys.
Turn down the turnups.
Not even in the turnip aisle?
No.
Hilarious.
Stop it. I want to ask you this. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, we'll do our best to you know, live up to each other's New Year's resolutions for each other.
I already failed on mine, so.
Already failed.
You don't know that.
239-1009. How many of you listening right now have already failed on your 2015 resolutions? We'd love to hear from you. It's